Coming up next, I'll tell you what to do if you can't stand another day in your job. And then remote workers are winning the war on whether or not they're going back. And then some words of wisdom from Tom Hanks. And I'm going to coach you up. Let's go. All right, folks, welcome to the Kent Coleman Show, where we help you win at work and in life. We're going to give you the competitive edge to make more money and experience more meaning. All right, I'm talking to some folks today that feel like they're in the middle of a dumpster fire. Mentally, emotionally, and it may even feel like you're physically in a workplace that's just like, I can't, my skin's crawling. I'm dying. I got to get out of here. I can't stand another day in this toxic job. You're done. I can't do it anymore, Ken. All right. Okay. All right. It might be true. But whether or not you can or can't, I get it. I'm so sorry. I know what it's like. I've been there. And let's just see what the data says about a true toxic work culture. A toxic company culture is 10.4 times more powerful than compensation in predicting a company's attrition rate, right? So we got a fancy word there, right? A couple fancy words. What does that mean? That you can look at the company's culture, and if it's toxic, it's 10.5 times more powerful than if you're paying people the max. In other words, you can give people a great paycheck, and you can have some pretty good benefits, maybe even great benefits. And it's not enough to keep people there if the environment is toxic. It's just not. Because, listen, provision and providing for the people we love, advancing in our professional career, all of those things matter to people. But they don't matter enough to be miserable. And at some point, they're going to check out on you. Now, let me call this out. Some people will check out on you and keep taking your check. Companies. I mean, over the last 5 years, we've seen Gallup do this poll. And we routinely see that the numbers are between 68-70% of people are disengaged. Okay, they're there. All right, but they're not engaged. So if you have a toxic culture, people will eventually either leave you altogether, right? So they've hit the exits, or they shut down on you. I mean, come on. How many of you ever had a toddler or a teenager shut down on you? I mean, come on. They go into shutdown mode. Oh, their body's there, but their mind, their soul, it's long gone. And this is a massive problem. So I'm talking to you leaders for a second. So we got a lot of people that watch the show, listen to the show, different worlds. And if you're getting promoted stage 5 of our 7 stages, you're going to be in leadership. All right. But let's talk now specifically to those of you who are in this awful, toxic environment. There's 5 things you need to do starting today. You've had it. You can't stay at this job any longer. They treat you like crap. You're done. 5 things you do. Number one, let's start with getting some support from people who love you dearly and value you. See, because you don't feel loved and you don't feel valued. So the first thing we want to do is we got to retreat to emotional safety. Today. I mean, I'd call a good friend, a good pal. I'd call my wife. Say, wife. Like you said that, wife. Hey, wife. Don't say that. Hey, sweetheart. Hey, dear. Whatever you say to your spouse, your significant other. We need a date night tonight. I just need to. Whatever it is, retreat to the safety and support of friends and family, and you've got to let this out. You got to tell them, here's what I'm thinking. Here's what I'm feeling. And I just need you to listen. I need some perspective. I need some encouragement. Got to do it. Number two, rest. Look, we've already decided we're not going to stay in this dumpster fire much longer. So let's start with, hey, let's take a mental health day. And can I just say this? If you're feeling this bad emotionally and mentally, calling in sick to me ain't lying. You're mentally sick. You really are. It might be temporary. You got a mental cold. I'm not saying you've got mental illness. I'm saying you got a mental cold. If I'm stressed out of my mind or dealing with brief and very acute anxiety, it's like having a mental cold. I can't come in today. By the way, you're actually doing the company a favor, so don't feel guilty about this. You're not there, so don't be there. You're not there mentally and emotionally, so don't be there physically. I'd take a sick day. Rest. Change your schedule up over the impending weekend that might be on its way. You know, change it up. Like detox, detach, whatever that looks like, you got to do that. All right, number three, start to establish some boundaries. Okay. Now, this is where the rubber meets the road. Notice on these first two, seek support, get rest. Boundaries is what boundaries means here is that many of us can't just walk today. You can't walk in, and because of your financial realities, you may be living paycheck to paycheck, or things are just too tight and we don't want to hit your emergency fund because of a job transition. So you can't leave right away. And so let's be realistic here. I don't want anybody jumping off of a cliff just because we're like, well, I mean, it's an awful place. I got to jump. No, you don't. So boundaries are, okay, we're in a season now of transition. We've got to build a bridge, if you will, to get where you want to go. And so at this point, we say, all right, what are the boundaries that I need to set in place over the next 3 weeks, 6 weeks, 3 months, whatever it looks like to go from here to there? We got to set some boundaries. I'm going to start saying no. Well, I'm not going to be a jerk about it. I'm not going to be an immature toddler about it. But we're going to say no. We're going to put some boundaries in place. We're going to guard ourselves because we know we are in a transition. And so we have a little bit more freedom. You ought to have more freedom to do this. Number four, let's actually start getting healthy. There's no need to wait to get healthy. All right. So in fact, it ought to be your priority to go, wait a second, I now know that I am in such an unhealthy place and I've made the decision, I'm free to say, life is too short to work like this. So I'm going to get healthy. Diet, exercise, counseling, hanging out with different people that are positive, that are focused on a better future. This is how we get healthy. Even in the midst of a toxic workplace, we can get healthy to where it's like, all right, this is not affecting me that much. You ever been around a bunch of gossipers and it didn't affect you? The reason that was the case is because you're healthy. You're around all this, all these little vultures and just picking a carcass apart, and you're there because you kind of have to be, and you're like, oh, gross, that's disgusting. But it doesn't wreck your day. Finally, let's create a plan for the exit. Begin planning, that's looking, finding a place where you could do the work you enjoy that creates a result that matters to you, and oh, by the way, you matter to them. Now, why do we do this? Why does this matter to get on this today? Because life is too short to do work that drains you. Let me say that again. I'm going to talk to Instagram Live too on this one. Life is too short to do work that drains you. What are we doing? Why do we accept that? You shouldn't come home depleted and discouraged and disillusioned and despondent. You get to choose. You matter. You have what it takes. In the news next. Are you ready to launch into a tech career in the next year? Bethel School of Technology's online technology bootcamp provides their students the most up-to-date tech training and highest chances of post-school employment. Aiden is a recent high school graduate who skipped college to enroll with Bethel Tech. In less than a year, he has a job as a developer with a salary of $65,000. 80% of Bethel Tech students land jobs within 4 months of graduating. Bethel students get jobs, and you can too. Go to betheltech.net/Ken Coleman to get started today. All right, folks, I am your coach helping you get the competitive edge to do what you were born to do. And you're going to make more money and make a greater impact than you could ever possibly imagine because the world needs what you have to offer. And some of you are thinking about a pivot and you're going, Ken, I need ideas. And so I have partnered up with Ramsey Academy, Ramsey Career Academy. It's a new initiative here at Ramsey Solutions coming out of our Ramsey Education Department. I'm fired up about it. Fired up about it as much as anything I've been fired up about in a long time. And that's saying something because I'm easily fired up. We created this project management course. And the reason we did this is because project management is one of the most lucrative, versatile career paths in the world right now. You can go so many directions with the skill and experience of project management, doing project management work, but then moving up the ladder. You can go to the C-suite. You can start your own business. I mean, it is a great, great career path, expected to grow by 33% over the next 5 to 7 years. And so we have launched a very popular 4-week course. We've already filled 2 of them. We got a 3rd one coming up. It's called Project Management 101. And Ramsey Solutions Chief Technology Officer Brendan Wojcko and myself, we co-teach because Brandon hires and leads and guides all of our project managers. He's an expert on a specific type, a genre of project management. So we unveil, equip, and get you ready for that gig or a full career path in it, wherever you are. If you want to kick the tires and go, is it right for me? This course, Project Management 101, answers all the questions, gives you a proven plan to stand out and win. Spots are limited. Go to RamseySolutions.com/project. The website just to check it out, get more information, RamseySolutions.com/project. So there you go. All right. I am a man of the people, you people. I am helping you by informing you. What are the trends? What's happening right now? How does it affect you in your professional growth? Let's go. It's time for In the News. All right, here we go. The YouTube crazies that are watching live on YouTube, they like it when I do this. So there it is. They like it more than I like it, Alex. I started it because I like it. Now I feel guilty if I don't give the people what they want. So there you go. There's an extra one for the Instagram Live folks that are watching. They're like, what is he doing? They have no idea what's happening right now. Here's the headline from Bloomberg. Workers are winning the return to office war. I'm going to tell you something. I hate the headline. I don't think it's a war. I just think we have this new work order. Can I say that? Like the new world order, right? You got all these conspiracy theorists and whatever that be. But we are in a season of transition that I believe is establishing a new work order, right? 100% remote work, hybrid work where some days in the office, some days at home. 4-day work week is coming around the corner. This is a reset in the world of work. And boy, it is very interesting. So this article is saying that workers are winning the war. I don't think it's a war. And I think that's the wrong posture for you workers. And again, I'm encouraging you. I'm all for remote work. We don't do it here at Ramsey, but I'm not against remote work. I've got friends that do it very, very well and that run companies. So, look. Whatever, but this posture of what I caution you against is this posture of I'm never going to go back in the office again. Now, okay, I support your right to do that. I think you have more opportunities to do that than ever before, but hey, let's just be open. That's all I want you to do. All right, here we go. Office occupancy rates have now flatlined at 43%, according to Castle Systems. What they do is they collect figures from all these office buildings in the 10 largest business districts and basically key swipes, key fobs, all this kind of stuff, okay? And the point here that the writer is making in this article is that companies have now gathered all the low-hanging fruit. There you go, folks. The mind just went on its own there. Low-hanging fruit. And so what they're saying is the 43% since the flat line, this is how many people have returned to work. This author is saying, I think they've pretty much gotten everybody that's willing to come back. I don't know that I disagree with that. That could very well be true. Returning workers, though, the this is great. The appeal. The process by which companies are trying to drag people back is pretty funny, and I don't know that it's working. What say you? Here we go. Drink parties, swag bags, complimentary classes, funzy activities, Alphabet Inc.'s Google treated its staff to a concert by Lizzo. Microsoft throws parties with local music talent. Qualcomm puts on fitness classes for work in the office. I personally think it would be great if Dave just gave us a chance to do goat yoga just one time. But we're all back. All right? Joe's looking at me like I'm nuts. Come on, dude. You and me in a goat yoga class? That'd be funny. That'd be funny.
It'd be something.
Yeah, it would. So the question is it working? The data says it's not working. The data says that it's kind of flatlined in these 10 biggest areas. Now, going on, when you look at some of the data, Korn Ferry, a consultancy business, found that 64% of people feared that returning to work would hurt their mental health. Two-thirds of Google employees are unhappy about having to return to work 3 days a week. So there are several reasons. Let's just kind of highlight the reasons why so many people still don't want to come back. Obviously, some people are still very fearful over COVID. Let's be real honest. The rising cost of gas and commuting is a big deal. This is not to be minimized. This hits real people really hard in their budgets. How about in some of these large cities where you had a lot of anti-police movements and things are crazy? Look at New York, San Francisco, two of the largest areas of remote workers. Listen, it's chaos in those cities right now. Crime is up. Homelessness is up. It's scary stuff. Why? If I used to work in Manhattan, I'm going to tell you right now, I got no shame. I wouldn't want to ride the subway system in New York right now. And I love New York. I love Manhattan. I love going there. I'm not riding the subway. Not right now, no. Now, Castle, I mentioned them earlier, they show higher occupancy in offices in Austin and Dallas versus in New York and San Francisco. Why? Well, you don't have as long of a commute in Austin and Dallas. You don't have to worry about public transportation as much. A Harris poll found that 78% of employees were concerned about being able to afford gas for their commutes. Now, here's the bottom line. Companies and you, the worker, how can you help your leaders? Instead of demanding, hey, I'm not coming back, how about coming to the table? I want to help you, the people. If you want to stay home, come to your leader with three or four ideas or solutions as to how, through technology and some culture building strategies and things that you do off and on, can help you get work done and do it in a way that promotes a healthy environment in a culture where collaboration and connectivity can, in fact, happen. It is possible. All right, the next article, this is from Wall Street Journal. Confessions of your company's chief happiness officer. Now, this is a solution that I think even small businesses can do. Now, you may not be able to afford to pay someone full-time to be a chief happiness officer. A lot of big-time corporations are doing it. And it's not a silly position. They're responsible, but if you could have someone co-opt this and kind of do this even 10 or 20% of the time by just thinking of, if I'm the chief happiness officer part-time in a small business or in a large business, hey, this is a real play. What do? Well, they do more than just fun team building. They're answering questions about benefits and payroll so people feel wanted and cared for and valued and safe. They deal with signing contracts and coming up with company events. Work with leaders and their team members when there's just a series of unhappy moments here, figuring out if there's something here. This is interesting. Thousands of workers now identify as a chief happiness officer on LinkedIn, 65% more than just a year ago. It's growing. It's an interesting idea. Chief happiness officer. All right, coming up next, we coach you up. Ah, yes, folks. You hear that music? Well done, Joe. We're rocking it. Rocking this new work order here, helping you get the edge, baby. Yeah, get the edge. You are competing. You're competing, and until you figure that out, you're not going to win to the level that you could win more money and more impact. I'm here to help you. I'm your coach. I feel like today I need a whistle. Some days I'm a little bit more fired up than others. I got to tell you, I want to give a big shout out really quick to Allie Evans, who is watching live on YouTube, and she's in the chat room, or she was moments ago. She said, hey, we got a lot of people watching and not many likes. Hit the thumbs up, peeps. I love you, Allie. Thank you. So I'm jumping on board. Come on. We're growing. We've had two record months in a row of growth on YouTube. We're growing in every area. And the way we grow is you subscribing and you hitting the thumbs up. And I don't ask you people to do much. I never ask you to do this. In fact, the team's telling me, Kit, you got to get people to hit the thumbs up. So here it is. Let's go, YouTube crazies. Lead the charge. I'm talking to you. Oh, you come in here and you say things to me all the time on the chat room. You say nice things. You don't really love me if you don't hit the thumbs up right now. Let's go. I'm seeing it jump. I'm watching live. I'm about ready to do a coaching call with Lynn. Make no mistake, I'll be watching the thumbs up button right here out of this little left eye here. Peripheral vision. Yes. Let's go. Drive those thumbs up. Just click it right there below the window. So there you go. Right there. Do it, do it, do it. All right. Hey, I mentioned our last caller who was asking me about recruiters. I said, you got to go to ZipRecruiter. Why? Well, let's start with ZipRecruiter is one of the top hiring sites in the nation. They make the job search less sucky because of their artificial intelligence and their unbelievable technology to where they send you job opportunities in your email and you can apply with one click. You don't have to fill out a new resume. And oh, by the way, they're always pitching you and your resume based on your profile that takes you just 5 minutes or less to fill out at ZipRecruiter.com. So while you're working, while you're doing life, they're pitching you. I don't know why you wouldn't add it to your resources because it's free. I'm not asking you people to buy socks. I'm telling you to sign up for free to one of the top job sites in the world. There you go, ZipRecruiter.com. I don't know why you wouldn't do that. Go, go, go. All right, Rio Rancho, New Mexico is where Lynn is joining us. Lynn, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi.
Hi, Lynn.
How are you doing?
Lynn, I'm having the time of my life. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. What's your question today?
So I'm a 16-year-old who plans on graduating next year.
Wow.
And would like to start a dog training business, but have been told time and time again that I need to have a business degree, go to college in order to start my business. What do you think?
That is total, utter, hot, stinking garbage. How about that?
Yeah.
Was I clear enough on that one?
You were. You were definitely clear.
Yeah, now here's why this is potentially problematic. My guess is that you've had some people that you really respect and love in your life that have told you this. And so it's like
That's
really...
Correct.
Oh, I know. So how does that make you feel? What's the inner battle going on with you?
It definitely makes me feel like I'm not living up to their potential.
Yeah. Who told you this? Do you mind telling me?
It was my mom.
Yeah, that stinks. Because mom's awesome. Mom loves you.
Mom, she definitely does.
She definitely does. And listen to me. Mom really wants the best for you.
I agree.
So what I don't want you to hear is that while I think what mom said is wrong, and I had some fun with it and how I described how wrong it was, she's not saying that. She's not intentionally trying to misguide you. Mom is looking at 16-year-old Lynn and she's going, I got all these big dreams for Lynn. And I feel like maybe if Lynn doesn't go to college, I failed as a mom. That's what's going on.
I think that's exactly what's going on. Yeah.
Yeah, so here's the deal. We've got some tension we have to navigate. Okay? So.
Yes.
What does it take for you? You tell me. You've done the research. You're 16-year-old calling a national show about what you want to do with your life. This is amazing. So what do you have to do to be a good dog trainer?
I need to have experience in dog training as well as I need to know how to correctly run a business.
Right. So let's focus on part A, be good at training dogs. How would one,
yes.
Teach me for a second, how would one go about getting good at training dogs? What would I need to learn? And then what would I need to do?
Well, for starters, a lot of it is completely self-taught.
Yep.
And then second, it's just that experience. Gather around dogs, gather around people.
That's right. You're watching every YouTube video of some of the world's greatest dog trainers, right? I bet they're out there.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. You're listening to podcasts about dog training. You're reading all the top-selling books of all time on dog training.
Yes.
Now, that's your homework. And now, once you do those three things, Lynn, you become an expert. And then you have to now go, all right, I like this from this book. I thought this was really good from this podcast. I really appreciated this from this YouTube video. And you begin to put together your own style. Make sense?
Yes.
All right. Now.
It definitely does.
All right. So then you just start putting the word out there. And I mean like this year, because you're still in school. Mom and dad are taking care of rent and clothing and everything you could possibly desire. And so you get to just focus on signing up people who need their puppy trained. And you help puppy. And every time you help puppy, you do what 16-year-olds are so stinking good at right now and put testimonials and lessons on TikTok and Instagram. And you build your reputation and you build your bank account. Notice I didn't say anything about building a business. Because, Lynn, when you build your reputation one puppy at a time, and you build your bank account one puppy at a time, we can go learn how to expand the business down the road. And that's just getting a really good accountant when you get to the point where you can't do that. That's you maybe taking an accounting class or a business class online. Or maybe you come to Entree Leadership. You call me a year or two from now, and I'm going to give you a free ticket to one of our world-class events called Entree Leadership Master Series. That is my promise to you, Lynn.
That would be great.
Yeah, I'll comp you. And we'll teach you how to start a business and grow a business. You don't need to go to college. Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah, that would be incredible.
Well, it's my guarantee to you. So I'm going to put you on hold. I want Amanda to get all your information. I want you to get Amanda's information, or actually get Alex, the producer's information. And when you're ready to come to Entree Master Series, that is a free ticket on me. You got it?
Yes.
All right. Now, here's the last piece, and I got to go. You got to sit down with Mom and say, Mom, I get it, but right now I'm just going to focus on launching this as a side business. We'll figure out college down the road. And you're going to build up the evidence that you don't need to go to college in the form of a bank account. That's how you do it, kiddo. Oh my gosh, am I floating. Lynn, 16 years of age, folks. All right, here we go. Okay, so I told you I wanted you to hear and see a little wisdom from Tom Hanks for our video audience. You're going to watch this with us. For the podcast, you can listen along. This is Tom Hanks with some of the best advice for all of us who are on purpose trying to go from where we are to where we want to be. Roll it.
I wish I had known that this too shall pass. You feel bad right now? You feel pissed off? You feel angry?
Yes,
this too shall pass. You feel great? You feel like you know all the answers?
Yeah.
You feel like that everybody finally gets you? There you are.
This too shall pass.
Ooh, good. Time is your ally. Mm. And if nothing else, just wait.
Just wait.
Just wait it out.
Is that not brilliant, folks? So what he's doing is he's sitting at a round table with Jamie Foxx, Robert De Niro, other best actor nominees, and they're just kind of talking about life. And this advice, this too shall pass, the good, the bad, the up in the air. And that's how I wanted to close today's show, because here's what I know. If you listen or watch this show, it's for one collective reason. You're not where you want to be. Maybe you're not where you want to be financially. In your income. Maybe you're not where you want to be professionally and doing work that fills your heart. It's okay. Keep showing up. Keep showing up and wait for the results to come in. You matter. You have what it takes. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
If you enjoy this podcast, you should check out other great podcasts from the Ramsey Network, like the Dr. John Deloney Show.
Mental health challenges and hurting relationships happen to everyone.
but they don't have to define you. I'm Dr. John Deloney, and I help people navigate through the messy things in their lives on the Dr. John Deloney Show. I'll walk alongside you as you face parenting, marriage, and other relationship challenges, and I'll walk alongside you as you try to connect with people, as you face depression, overcome anxiety, and learn how to change your life. Listen, I want you to be well. Listen to the Dr. John Deloney Show wherever you listen to podcasts.